This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Teak, we're joined now by Ross Tucker. And we like Ross. We've always liked him. Haven't had him on in a while. But it's obviously football season with everything happening. So let's get him back up from SiriusXM, NFL analyst. He's got his own podcast as well. Played in the NFL. Ross, Teak, and Tierney. How you been there, buddy? What's happening?
I'm doing great. The new league year just started 20 minutes ago. It'll be interesting to see if any of these guys sign contracts. I know nothing's happened over the last 48 hours or anything.
It's been very quiet. The sport's dead, Ross. I got to tell you, it's a complete bore. Let's talk MLS instead.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Ross, though, because we've been acting like these deals have been done and signed, but they couldn't have done it until 24 minutes ago. You're absolutely right.
Well, and honestly, I really don't like stupid things, and this whole negotiating period or tampering period.
Legal tampering.
I mean, what?
Legal tampering, Ross. Get it right. Legal tampering.
Exactly.
What the hell is that?
There's no point to it, Tiki. But what, I have no idea. I think what they were trying to accomplish is like a college football style signing day thing where all these deals would be agreed to the last 2 days. And then from 4 o'clock till 11 o'clock tonight, they'd have a great like signing day special, and it was. I think someone got a good idea, or thought they had a good idea, and didn't realize that all these deals would be leaked, and that it would be highly anticlimactic. I mean, they need to just get rid of it. And I know Frank Gore did it a few years ago, but to me, what's going to happen is there's going to be a really high profile Josh McDaniels reneging at some point, and then they're going to change the rule like they're doing for the coaches, and realize, this is dumb. They're already agreeing to deals. Let's just let them sign it. That's what they're going to do anyway.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. A lot of offensive line movement going on in this legal tampering period, Ross. The biggest one, I think, is Joe Thomas retiring. Two things. One, what impact will that have on the Browns? Because he was one of the only vets. And then two, is this kind of an indication that he doesn't buy into what they're actually doing? Because it doesn't seem like he's done, but maybe I'm wrong on that.
Yeah, I don't think it's an indication he doesn't buy in. I think that he really likes Tyrod Taylor, and he likes some of the moves that they've made. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns made some of these moves in part to kind of try to entice him a little bit to play. But just listening to what he had to say, it sounds like his one knee is really, really bothering him. The guy's made a crazy amount of money.
Yep.
And, you know, even if he does think it sounds good, I think he's probably liked a lot of the things he's heard from, like, the last six coaches and GMs they've had there. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, and I think they have a chance to get to maybe, like, 500 this year. But I think more and more guys that are smart, like Joe, are going to do this. They're going to realize, I've made a bunch of money. You know, I've already done a lot of damage to my body orthopedically. Mm. Is it really worth it? Like, what am I getting out of going out there and doing more damage to my body? And now these guys all have, obviously, the CTE and head concerns.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see more and more guys pull a Tiki, I think, over the next
year. No, you're right. To your point.
Tiki's a verb today.
You're right. I like that. To your point, Ross, $122 million Joe Thomas made over 11 seasons. So he did quite well for himself.
He's earned every penny. He was awesome.
And you know what? Speaking of, like, you know, a.k.a. pulling a Tiki, which, by the way, Tiki, is the smartest thing you ever did. I mean, why? You want to be athletic. You want to be able to move. You want to be healthy. I don't know how you're feeling now, but I would never criticize a guy that does that. But it's funny talking about the head stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about this or not, but everybody's always talking about the draft and the quarterbacks. I just got to say, I can't believe more people aren't talking about the fact that Josh Rosen had two concussions last year at UCLA. That he missed a game, and then the other one, he missed a whole month. Like, I can say this because I went to an Ivy League school. His mom went to Princeton. His dad went to Penn as a renowned spine surgeon. You know, if you draft him in the top five picks, let's say the Jets or the Giants or whoever, you draft him in the top five picks, he gets a minimum of like $24 million fully guaranteed. let's be logical about this, okay? How many concussions is he going to play through in the NFL? And I'm not suggesting he should.
Yeah.
I'm just saying with his background and the fact that he just had two last year, I mean, he might be one and done. I mean, he might get a concussion and be like, okay, I can get $24 million fully guaranteed in this contract and never play football again, or I can go back out and get another concussion, maybe another one. That's the guy, and I know they say he's the best pure passer and all that stuff. Mm. That's the guy that I would not touch because that concussion risk is too big for me.
It's high.
Wow.
You're right.
That's a strong take. Pretty interesting. Ross Tucker with us here, Sirius XM Radio, NFL analyst, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. The Browns have to take a quarterback. This nonsense, and obviously Carlos Hyde probably changes it anyway, the acquisition or the signing of him. But this notion, Ross, that you know maybe they're enticed to take Barkley at one or maybe trade out at one, nonsense. If you don't want to take Rosen, you better take somebody as quarterback at number one. They have to take a quarterback, right?
You are 1,000% correct. It drives me crazy when anyone suggests otherwise. They're not being logical. And look, I love Saquon Barkley. I live in central Pennsylvania. I've watched every snap the guy's played. I've done a bunch of Penn State media stuff. He might be like the biggest freak athlete I've ever seen for Penn State. It's unbelievable. But first of all, he's not a perfect prospect. If you watch him, he looks to bounce a little bit too much. He looks for the home run a little bit too much rather than just hitting it up in there, no matter how phenomenal he is. But if you're the Browns, you need a quarterback. You passed on Carson Wentz. You passed on Deshaun Watson. And this thought process that, well, they can just get a quarterback at four. Yeah, they can get a quarterback at four,
yep.
But not the quarterback at four. No matter how closely graded they'll have a couple guys together, they know which guy they want the most. They'll know which guy deep down they like the most, and you're not taking the chance of him not being there. They got to take a quarterback number one. I think they could still take a running back high, even though they took Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
But they're not going to take Barkley number one. They're going to take a quarterback. My guess is it's Sam Darnold. That would be my guy without any hesitation whatsoever. And I think that's what the Browns end up doing. But this thought process of get a quarterback later or get a quarterback at four, you don't control what happens at two and three. You can't do that.
Okay, I got to take you back to what you said about Saquon Barkley here, because what and Tiki, I don't think Tiki heard it because he was communicating with our producer, Mike. It's very interesting that you say that, because for a guy who's really, and we all love him, get that, but he's basically positioned as Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, and Adrian Peterson rolled into one. Well, then why did he only have three 100-yard games at Penn State? He did. It's not like every single game he had 17 carries for a 170 and two touchdowns and seven catches. Like, are we embellishing just a little bit
they had a bad offensive line?
A lot of great stars played for bad offensive lines. They put up better numbers than that. What's the answer to that, Ross?
I would say it's a little bit easier, you know, if you're a quarterback to be able to still put up big numbers than a running back. But your point is well taken. You know, he had too many lost yardage runs. You know, I wonder at times a little bit about his vision. I mean, the way he moves at 233 pounds is crazy. He's got great contact balance. He's really good catching the ball out of the backfield. But if you watch him, you know, they were terrible in short yardage. Terrible. Now, part of that, I don't like their scheme in short yardage. They always run, you know, the inside zone out of the gun, and there's only really two runs out of the gun you can do.
It sucks.
So when teams just hitting every gap and coming,
yeah, it sucks.
It's a little bit limiting.
You're right.
But my concern about him were there were more times where I thought he should just hit it where the play was supposed to go and get 3 yards or 4 yards or maybe bust through and get more yards. It's like sometimes I wonder, and obviously Tiki can speak to this more than I can. I'm talking from an offensive lineman's perspective. But it looked to me like at times he's so physically gifted that he'd get the ball and he was looking for the 80-yard run rather than just hitting it up in there, where a lot of times that's how you end up getting the 80-yard run. Bounce off the one dude, and then you're off to the races, off to the house. He did not do that as much as I would have liked to have seen him do it.
Yeah,
that's why he's not, in my mind, a perfect prospect.
He's a okay. very good one, though, because of all the physical skills that you talk about, Ross. But his line wasn't good. It just you could tell. And the side saddle thing, which I can't stand. It takes a good runner, a downhill runner who's a great cutback player like him. It takes away half the field. You know what I mean? He can't cut back because it's not there. I know we got to bounce here, Ross. But and I know you do as well. Tell us, where's Ball Cannon? How's it doing, man?
It's doing awesome. Thanks for asking. It's doing really well. I was actually outside 40-degree weather with my kids yesterday playing
nice,
with it.
Nice.
I told you guys about it before,
yeah.
And now I'll just tell everybody else, just go to ballcannon.com. Everybody likes looking at an awesome video. It's the only thing that will get your kids to stop playing video games or get them off their phone. Go to ballcannon.com, watch the videos. You'll be very happy that you did. It's even better in person, I guarantee it.
That's awesome,
Ross.
And it really is cool. You told us about this guy probably about 2 years ago. And
yep.
every time you tell us, I go on the website, like I've never been there before. And every time I go back, I'm like, man, this thing is awesome. You're right. All right, Ross. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys. See ya.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.